The Nazis rose to power exploiting anti-capitalistic rhetoric they indisputably believed. Even if Hitler was the nihilistic cipher many portray him as, it is impossible to deny the sincerity of the Nazi rank and file who saw themselves as mounting a revolutionary assault on the forces of capitalism. Moreover, Nazism also emphasized many of the themes of later New Lefts in other places and times. The primacy of race, the rejection of rationalism, an emphasis on the organic and holistic, including environmentalism, health food and exercise, and most of all, the need to transcend notions of class. For these reasons, Hitler deserves to be placed firmly on the left, because first and foremost, he was a revolutionary. Broadly speaking, the left is the party of change, the right, the party of the status quo. On this score, Hitler was in no sense, way, shape, or form a man of the right. There are few things he believed more totally than that he was a revolutionary, and his followers agreed. Yet for more than a generation to call Hitler a revolutionary has been a form of heresy, particularly for Marxist and German historians, since for the left revolution is always good, the inevitable forward motion of the Hegelian wheel of history. But if their bloody tactics are, sometimes to be lamented, revolutionaries move history forward. For conservatives, in contrast, revolutions are almost always bad, unless, as in the case of the United States, you're trying to conserve the victories and legacy of a previous revolution. You can see why the Marxist left would resist the idea that Hitler was a revolutionary, because if he was, then either Hitler was a force for good, or revolutions can be bad. And yet how can you argue that Hitler wasn't a revolutionary in the leftist mold? Hitler despised the bourgeoisie, traditionalists, aristocrats, monarchists, and all believers in the established order. Early in his political career, he had become repelled by the traditionalist values of the German bourgeoisie, writes John Lukacs in The Hitler of History. The Nazi writer Hans-Jos Play, Der König, centers on a heroic revolutionary who meets a tragic end because he's betrayed by reactionaries and the bourgeoisie. The protagonist takes his own life rather than abandon his revolutionary principles. When Hitler met Jost, whom he later named Poet Laureate of the Third Reich in 1923, he told him that he'd seen the play 17 times and that he suspected his own life might end the same way. As David Schoenbaum has noted, Hitler viewed the bourgeoisie in almost the exact same terms as Lenin did. Let us not deceive ourselves, Hitler declared.